The next patient is Michelle Bennett. The last name is B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Michelle is M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Clinical case of a 55-year-old African-American female referred by H-U-E-Y Metz, M-E-T-T-S, APRN, for Central Florida Healthcare in Avon Park. For evaluation of the kidney function. This patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that was diagnosed 8 years ago. The patient is morbidly obese. She has a BMI of 46.6 and she's 5'5". Along with the diabetes mellitus, the patient has a case of the severe hypertension. As a consequence of the hypertension, the patient has had the retinopathy, as well as DIAs. Period. The diagnosis of hypertension is 20 years old. At the time of the referral, we have a serum creatinine that was 1.74 in May of 2023. The BUN is 21, the estimated GFR is 34. The serum electrolytes are with a normal limit, sodium 139, potassium 5, chloride 102, and CO2 is 22. Albumin is 3.6, alkaline phosphatase is 146, ALT is 61. In the urinalysis, the patient has 2 plus protein. And in the microscopic, epithelial cells more than 10, white blood cells 11 to 30, RBCs 3 to 10, moderate bacteria, cholesterol is 206. Period. In talking to a patient, I realized that she doesn't like fruit and she doesn't like vegetables. She says that she hasn't been eating much. And she's reluctant to try any other type of food. She was advised to stop the intake of salt and decrease the amount of fluid that she drinks. Throughout the visit, I noticed that she was resistant to change. Nevertheless, I tried to explain what is a plant-based diet is, a sodium-free diet is, as well as a fluid-restricted diet. That is paramount in the treatment of this patient, period. The abdominal CT scan fails to show any pathology in the kidneys. There is no evidence of adrenal pathology. However, we always have to think in the secondary causes of hypertension, and for that reason, we are going to order the renal Doppler ultrasound, as well as a at the World Cup for secondary hypertension, including Cushing's. Period. Arterial hypertension out of control, we are going to add to the current management, the administration of DILTA SM 180 milligrams every day. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to the CKD and the poor intake. Whether or not she is deficient of B12 folate, iron is unknown. We know that this patient has severe hypertension, has a transient ischemic attack, and retinopathy. We're going to reevaluate this case as soon as she completes the workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted with the progress.